being the season of Lent, a time of penance, and penance, the first of the penances is that of confession. The words, wash yourself clean, is something you do when you fall into sin. Yes, you wash yourself clean, and that may be several times a week, and for some it may even mean daily. In today's first reading, chapter 1 of Isaiah, verse 10, the prophet is directing his message to the sinful rulers of Sodom, the house of sodomy, a disease spread by illicit sex, a spiritual disease spread by victimhood, a perverted and intrinsically evil sin, a sin which has been allowed to be called a right in modern day society. And in chapter 1, verses 16 to 20 of Isaiah, these words echo the words of the Lord, I have come to save sinners, not to destroy them. God loves all. He hates the sin, and we are to follow him, hating the sin, but loving the sinner. Even the sinners of sodomy, the sodomites, can be saved, providing they turn from their sins, repenting, and then ongoing with works of mercy to repair their disorder and repair for the damage the sin has spread. St. Anthony of Padua also refers to a section, 1 Corinthians 2:14, the sensual man perceiveth not the things of God. Holy Scripture continues to be explained by St. Anthony of Padua, and it gives a warning to all about the weak minds of the church prelates, who in their interchanges for those sitting at the chairs of Moses. These prelates are not interested in the spiritual strengthening of their flock, but rather trade their spiritual position for places at feasts, for their poor social work, poor in the sense of not being realistic, focusing more on corporal rather than the spiritual works of mercy, especially in this season of Lent. Their social works are seen, but the flock has been soiled in the heart and they're not being protected from erroneous teachings. These prelates rub shoulders with the money movers and shakers, the trend formers, and they trade the souls of their flock to position themselves in the brotherhood of man. Nations are built from the moral fabric of families. Strong nations come from God-fearing, virtuous people who love their neighbour as themselves. Weak nations come from lack of moral courage of the church hierarchy, lacking the necessary moral courage to correct. Bishops and priests also step aside their moral responsibility. Instead of protecting and strengthening their flock, they allow the scattering of their flock by their own inactions. They can act, but they refuse to. They're being quietened. It's not politically correct. They're frightened. Later today, or rather on Thursday, we have a prayer to celebrate a Holy Rosary for the 7th anniversary of the selection of Pope Francis. So the rosary is downstairs, it is at 6:30, and from there we have a little meal after. So his 7th anniversary is coming up on the 13th of March, and we have an obligation to pray for our prelates and especially our Holy Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.